And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's fantastic, phenomenal, always fun, usually somewhat fascinating Friday as we head into the weekend, not being afraid even if the earth gives way or the mountains fall into the seas, because our help comes from the Lord. First in a DDDDD. That's Dr. Dave's devotional Diamonds of the Day, DDDDD, entitled Recognize. We turn to the Gospel of Luke to comprehend a crucial aspect. When the Lord approaches individuals, groups of people, or even a city, state, or nation, the fundamental question is whether they will recognize him. To put this into perspective, the Jewish people of Israel, despite being chosen by God, failed to recognize the arrival of the Messiah. Next, it's time for another classic teaching from my brother, Pastor Ray, who's still my brother. He was a blessing while he was traveling the earth, and he's a blessing now as he's dancing on streets of gold, probably dancing better than I ever could. It's amazing because the issue that he brings up is the same issue that we practiced previously, dealt with it, and kind of reviewed it recently, which tells me, uh-oh. And here's what it's about. Listen to what I'm going to say. This is so brilliant. Tomorrow is not a solution for you getting right with God, because there might not be a tomorrow. Wow. And finally, one of my favorite DDDDDs is entitled Something Out of Nothing. Now, to me, this is where the power of God shines most brilliantly. There is only one creative miracle that's mentioned in all the four Gospels, and we've taught on it many times. We usually read about it in the Gospel of Matthew, but I want to examine it in the Gospel of Luke to understand the power behind the feeding of the 5,000. I promise you, it offers an intriguing perspective that you may not have considered before. What? Even if you've heard the teaching 25 times. So stay tuned and buckle up, little campers.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelation, spiritual observations. Now stop for a second. My life's insanities, which I'm going to share with you in this next 10 minutes, which you will say is one of the most nutty things you have ever heard. And I have nothing but proof for it. So just get ready for that. So, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, oy vey, so much more. Hey. Remember, it's not professional radio, it's just radio. So we're asking you, what do you think? You can email us during the show, david@hemusincrease.org. david@hemusincrease.org. You can text us right now, whether you're in San Diego, whether you're in Denver, whether you're in Dallas, whether you're in Detroit, right now. 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. 8483, or you can call us 972-445-0770. So people say, Dave, can you say that faster? Yeah. 972. You want me to do it again? Okay. Or I can do it slower.
I don't think I caught that number. Yeah. Can you say it slower?
972-445-0770.
Now, when you call that number, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like heading into the weekend.
Hey.
Thank you, David. Happy Friday and happy heading into the weekend.
Thank you, my very good brother. So here's where everybody's heading into the Easter weekend. I will ask Jacob to just verify the information I'm going to share in the next 10 minutes is substantially radical and nutsy cuckoo. Would you agree?
Yes, okay. It very much is.
Okay. All right. That's all I'm telling you. That's all I'm going to just leave right there. Here it is. Why would you send an email? Why? Why would you text 214-210-843? Why would you call 972-445-0770? You do it so that you can share a praise report if the Lord has done something for you. And don't sit there and tell me it's got to be the Red Sea splitting open. Gracelets are one of the most powerful testimonies there are. It's the little things where you know the Lord is doing them with you in life that gives you a sustaining strength. It's not just the big miracles. It's all of the touch. And sometimes those gracelets are the little things that people need to hear. If you've had that happen, share that. It will bless others. Maybe it's a prayer request. Okay. Let's pray. Let's take our faith and combine it and petition the Lord and ask for help. What is a better answer than more of God? Nothing. Certainly not more of man. Not more of anything else. More of God is the best answer on every issue ever. Ever. Period. And if a person doesn't believe that, they're not a believer. Period. That's number two. Number three, we're going to do some history. We'll probably do some jokes if I can squeeze them in. We're also going to do some Bible trivia. Here's your next Bible trivia. A little tougher. Here we go. Your reference point, Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 7. Deuteronomy 34, verse 7. You think that's tough? The last three are all in Nehemiah. How old was Moses when he died? Was he 100, 120, or 140? How old was Moses when he died? 100, 120, 140. Your reference, Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 7. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So we are going to do our DNA, because we love DNA. Love, love, love DNA. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Every day that ends in Y, spend some time with a guy in the sky. Figure it out. Let's see. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Oh, they all end in Y, don't they? Every day that ends in Y, spend some time with a guy in the sky. That's draw closer to the Lord daily. Private, separated, just you and him time. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never, 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 never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. The world is going to try and shame you. Don't let them. How's that? Don't let them. Ha, there you go. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. He said in Luke 9:26, if you're ashamed of me and my words, I'll be ashamed of you when I come in glory with the Father. It's like, whoa, bad call, right? And then A, always be ready
to serve.
To serve. Always ready. Ready, ready, right? You ready? You know what happens. Ready. On your mark, get set, go. That's, you know what ready is. Ready. On guard, right? Ready, right? When the whistle, everybody run. Everybody knows what this is. This isn't rocket science. Be ready. Does that mean God's going to use you every 3 seconds? No. In fact, probably not. But you have to have your mind and your heart prepared to be engaging with the Lord. That's what it's called for. So D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And A, always be ready to serve. That is our DNA. We have somebody ready to answer the trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
It's Brother Roger again.
Hello, Brother Roger again. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing better than I'm supposed to.
That is for sure, brother. We all are doing better than we're worth. No question about it. Even people that don't know the Lord are doing better than they're worth. That's for sure.
Right.
All right. You ready to answer the trivia? Want me to set it up for you?
I am ready.
Okay, here we go. How old, according to Deuteronomy 34:7, how old was Moses when he died? Was he 100, 120, or 140 years old?
Well, if we take it by 40 years in the Pharaoh's house, 40 years in the sheep herder, and then 40 years in the desert, that'd be 120.
That is correct, Amundo, sir! And an excellent job of deductive reasoning at that. Congratulations on that. Very, very good job.
I always wait for the easy ones.
We did have this. I had Don was visiting one time, and then I asked a trivia question, and the person said, I think this question's too easy. And that's the first time I said, well, then answer it in Greek. And that was the end of it.
Yeah. Did you, when you were going through what you were going last week, did you get my special text to you?
I did get your special text, and you know I appreciate it. I can't respond to everyone, but I respond 98% of the time.
Okay, that's all right. I understand.
You know what I'm saying?
I just really think that it doesn't, I mean, what you do isn't always up to you.
That's correct.
But what you do is always up to God. And no matter what we do, if we love the Lord, it is for our own good.
That is correct. Wait till you hear this story I'm going to share after we're done talking. You're going to laugh even harder when you hear this story. You're going to go,
okay.
Ha! I mean, you're going to go, ha! Ha ha!
Right. Well, good. I'm ready to get my laughter in gear.
That's good. Joy of the Lord, our strength. Yeah, you'll have a chance to do that. Okay. You'll have a chance to do that.
I don't like the other one. Those that wait upon the Lord renew their strength.
That's hilarious. I don't like that one so much.
But it is what it is. You gotta take the good.
That's right.
And it's always good. What the Lord says, it's always good for your good. So, again, all right, Roger again, over and out.
All right, you got it, brother.
Love you guys.
All right, love you too, bye-bye. Bro. All right, bye-bye. All right, we did have somebody who's never reached out to us before, just text. His name is Corey. We just want to say welcome to the show, Corey. I hope it's a blessing for you. And he's been listening for a while, so the Lord bless you. Appreciate you reaching out to us. But now I'm going to tell you a story, and you're going to think, and I know you're going to think this, that I'm making it up. So I'm going to tell you ahead of time that the evidence I have behind this is substantial. I have 40 texts. How many? 40. Is it abnormal? Actually, I told Jennifer today, I thought it was 15, and then I counted before the show started, right? So, as you know, what Roger again just said is brilliant, because it's like, hey, even though we don't like all those things, right, the Lord has everything in control, doesn't he? And even though there's sometimes we don't really like the those that wait upon the Lord kind of thing, hey, I got it. I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm a regular person just like you guys are. It's just like, yeah, sometimes it's like, come on, Lord, microwave this thing. Come on, let's go, right? So yesterday I was able to leave the show, and Jacob can verify this, probably I left about 2:50, like out the door. And normally I get out here about 3:15. That's probably pretty close, right? That's pretty accurate, right?
Yeah, it was about 30 minutes early, earlier than usual.
Okay. So I'm super happy because I'm flying down the road, and there's not that much traffic, so that's awesome, right? Now, listen, I'm telling you, you think I'm kidding. This is not a joke, okay? So then it turns out that there was a couple of accidents on the 30. So I reach out to my wife and say, can you give me an alternate route, blah, blah, blah. And she's able to take a few minutes. So I get off on Broadmoor and I head towards Rowlett Road so I can go Rowlett all the way down to 66, all the way back over. Unfortunately, there were two accidents on Rowlett Road. And then the GPS took me another direction, and I went through a neighborhood that I have never seen before nor care to see again. And 1,500 other cars did the exact same thing. So after all my complaining, listen to what I'm going to tell you. All of my whining about driving here in Texas, 5 years of it, right? First year wasn't that bad. It's just gotten worse since. Yesterday, I left at 2:50. Do you know what time I got home yesterday? 6:55. 4 hours and 5 minutes. 40 texts with my wife. All of a sudden, an hour and a half drive looks really good. Because a 4 hour drive is really long. My leg was going, hey, I'm going to detach from you. I don't like you anymore. And you think I'm kidding, and I'm not kidding. And at the last, telling Jennifer, the last hour of the drive, after I've already worshipped as much as I can worship, and I've already spoken in my third tongue, that's right, that's what I said, I just decided I was going to listen to a comedy album. So I listened the entire last hour to a comedy album. I'm not going to tell you which one, Steve Martin. And the bottom line is, as I listened, it just made me laugh. And then I realized how ridiculous the whole thing is. And I have to understand that God is always in control, even if we don't like it. So then Roger again goes, they that wait upon the Lord. How about 4 hours and 5 minutes of waiting behind other cars that are moving kind of like, you know, Snappy the Turtle?
Yeah, I was just thinking about it because yesterday... yesterday I emailed one of the chapters we recorded for the book, and I emailed you a little bit before 5. So thinking about it, I emailed that a little bit before 5. You were still on the road.
That is correct. I was on the road.
And when I emailed it, I was thinking, okay, he's probably home by now.
Yeah, no, no. I'm at 6:50 from 2:50 to 6:55. So Noel's take on this is it's a sign from the Lord we should move. Okay, which is like, that's a huge sign. That's a billboard sign, right? The other part about that is, you know, you just have to understand that we're waiting to see what's happening with her job. So we need you to pray for us so that we don't want to do anything the Lord. We just want to do what he wants. We don't want to do anything he doesn't want, including relocate if we're not supposed to do that. So listen. You would think after going through that, I'd come into the show and I'd be like, rah, 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 rah. What? For what? For what? Hey, you know what you can do about yesterday? Nothing. In fact, you know what you can do about tomorrow? Not that much. You know what I can do about right now? Enjoy the present of the presence of God. Get it? That's why it's called the present. Get it? Ah. Pray for us. We just want the wisdom. And the whole idea is maybe to move closer to the studio or buy a helicopter. Okay, we're going to take our break, and then we're going to come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. This is from our good friend, Pastor Ray. He wrote this wonderful devotional called When Grace is Tangible. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. That's John chapter 1, verse 14. There is more to grace than I ever imagined. Now, I'm going to stop you right there. So I was praying. This is in the last month, and I even wrote it down in my little journal how I believe the Lord had communicated to me personally that I do not understand the depth of God's grace. So then this devotion comes, and I'm like, oh, I just know the Lord's trying to teach me more. All right, let me back it up to what Ray says. There is more to grace than I ever imagined. We sing of amazing grace with the hope and longing that inspires people of all faiths and walks of life. Theologically, grace is defined as unmerited favor, a good, sound concept. But there is something more tangible about grace, something we can picture in our minds. God once told Moses, I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Grace, as I discovered in the Hebrew language, is more than a favor granted in spite of our failings. When God says he will be gracious to whomever he chooses, he uses the word chanan, which adds a new layer of our understanding, because Hanan means to show favor, mercy, to bend or to stoop in kindness. God is not only granting favor and mercy, but the word picture is of him bending down to us in kindness, like a father getting down on his knees to embrace his children. There's even more to this picture. The root of the word Hanan means to pitch a tent, to encamp, to abide, to dwell, to rest. There is more than God granting favor. He wants to dwell with us, to camp out with us. The God who is so very beyond us, not of this world, desires for his glory to abide with us and in us. God will be gracious to whomever he chooses. And he will come and live with them and dwell with them and camp out with them, whomever he chooses. And when it makes no sense to anybody else, it doesn't matter. Even if it doesn't meet our standard of approval. The Almighty Lord desires to dwell with us, not just rule over us, certainly not to start a religion, but to love us and live with us in a tangible, real way, to show us the way, the truth, and the life. The ultimate experience of God bending down, listen to this, the ultimate experience of God bending down, stooping down to the ground to dwell amongst us is the incarnation of Jesus Christ.
The David Spoon Experience.
You're here when I need you the most, when I need you the most.
Oh, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. Now, I have warned you, and I am warning you, okay? These trivia questions are going to get a little harder. I'm telling you that now so you know. And the next three trivia questions are all going to be out of Nehemiah, if you can reference them, okay? The one after this one's really hard to say, so I'm actually not expecting any calls, but you never know. Okay, here it is. Who visited Nehemiah and told him the news about Jerusalem? Was it one of his brothers? Was it a prophet? Or was it a servant of the king? Was it one of his brothers? Was it a prophet or was it the servant of a king who came to Nehemiah and told him news about Jerusalem? Your reference point, Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 2. So it's either brothers, a prophet, or a messenger from the king. Okay? One of his brothers, prophet, messenger from the king. That's your options right there. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. We are going to do a couple of jokes just to show you that 4 hours and 5 minutes of traveling cannot bring me down fully. Although at the moment, it had its great moments. Let's just say that. All right. You ready for these? There's a couple of one-liners and one long one. Wait, somebody is calling in. So we're going to give that an extra second. You guys are getting spared from my brilliant jokeries. Is that a good way to say that? Brilliant jokeries. They're brilliant. They're joker. Okay, never mind. All right, your trivia question. Who visited Nehemiah and told him news about Jerusalem? Was it one of his brothers? Was it a prophet or was it a messenger of the king? Nehemiah 1:2 is your reference point. We have somebody ready to answer. Send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary. How are you?
I'm doing better, Gary. I don't know if you heard the story or not, but I'm doing better than today than I was yesterday at around 4:30.
Oh, when you were driving.
I was driving for 4 hours and 5 minutes to get home.
You had traffic problems.
Yeah, huge. huge as in I was just waiting for the Lord to rapture me, because that would have been just fine.
But you did make it home.
I did make it home, and everything was just fine. So that was then, that's and this good. Is now. So that's how we move it on. All right, let's set up the trivia question, and then we're going to pray for you. So let's do the trivia question first. And I'll set it up, and then you can answer. Who visited Nehemiah and told him the news about Jerusalem? Was it one of his brothers, a prophet, or a messenger of the king?
It was one of his brothers.
That is correct, Amundo! One of his brothers and some men. There's some discussion as to what the relative was or wasn't. It's like, come on. It's like, that's not the point. You're missing the point completely. Here it is that he was told. It's like, okay, got to get it going. And so there was disaster, and then the Lord was using Nehemiah to make it less disastrous, and did a phenomenal job at that. All right, let me pray over you, my bro, and ask the Lord to bless you as you head into this weekend, okay?
Okay.
Let's do it. Father, we come before you and we lift up our brother Gary. And Lord, this is Easter weekend, phenomenal time. The power of the resurrection through the power of the Holy Spirit is manifested, and you made declaration that everything that Jesus said was absolutely true. So we ask you in the name of Jesus, relating to the power of the resurrection, that you would touch Gary's body by your Spirit, and that you would bring healing into his body. Not a little, not some, all the way, Lord. You never partly did anything. Do it all the way. Bring healing into him. Let him know the healing power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And let that touch his body, and let him find health and testify to your glory. We pray this as his brothers and sisters, and we ask you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. God bless you. And hope you have a happy holiday season.
Thank you, brother. God bless.
God bless.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, let me do this teaching. I want to do this one thing. This is called recognize. So we might run a minute or two late. You'll survive, I promise. Luke, trust me, you'll survive. It's funny for me saying that. You'll survive if we're running late. Get it? Luke 19:41-44. As Jesus approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it. And he said, if only you had known on this day, what would bring you peace? But now it is hidden from your eyes. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will barricade you and surround you and hem you in on every side. They will level you to the ground, you and your children within your walls. They will not leave one stone on another because you did not recognize the time of your visitation from God. Boy, talk about an Easter message. I didn't even realize that this was... That doesn't matter. If only, Jesus said, if only you had known this day. What brings you peace? There are so many of us that are just absent of peace. We have so much turmoil, so many winds in our brain, and so many waves in our lives. And here's Jesus going, if only you guys would have known, what would bring you peace? And here's the key. Jerusalem missed Jesus. And Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And I'm going to tell you this. This is going to kind of maybe blow you out a little. It doesn't matter if you're a believer or not. You can still miss Jesus in the circumstance. You can still miss God in the middle of the answer. Jesus approaches the city. He starts weeping. What do you mean? This is the second time that we see in Scripture Jesus weeping. It's like, if only you had known. I'm your peace. You're missing it. And the enemy, he's going to hedge you in. It's going to be awful. Because you didn't recognize the time of visitation. There are times where the Lord comes and visits you in ways you know he's done it. It's not even a question. Sometimes you do it when you're reading the word. Sometimes when you're praying, sometimes you'll have a moment and you just know, uh-oh, I think something's going on here. You know exactly what I'm talking about. I don't even have to define it for you. And what I'm trying to tell you is those are moments we need to recognize. Jesus is coming. Jesus is arriving. And to miss Jesus is to miss the peace. And to miss the peace is to allow the enemy to barricade us in. We can't afford that. We can't live a life like that. We got to do better than that. We got to keep our eyes and ears open. We need to see so that when Jesus approaches, we know, hey, he's visiting. And not let the enemy take advantage, but let the Prince of Peace reign in our hearts and minds. That's what we need. That we need to recognize and see Jesus. And he's often knocking right there on the door of our hearts. All right, we'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Have you ever wanted to get involved with a ministry that promotes Jesus Christ as Lord, but just don't know how? Serving in ministry is a matter of devotion, time, and talent. Are you looking for a place to try and test the waters? Do you want to get involved? Come join the Ambassadors Initiative. Be an ambassador for the David Spoon Experience. It doesn't pay great. Actually, it doesn't pay anything. But the eternal benefits are out of this world. Be a representative. Why not? It couldn't hurt. Well, we hope not anyway. You don't need to be a professionally qualified minister. You need to have a pulse. By that, we mean you need to have a heart. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website and then click on the Ambassador's Initiative link. Fill out the form and we will reach out to you. Sorry. No parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God for you and I. God provided his own burnt offering, his own lamb of sacrifice, because our presentations are not that hot. And this is where you get the understanding that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. How many? All. And the wages of sin is death. That's the result. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And God showed his love for us while we were still sinners that Christ died for us. That's the love. He was the sacrificial lamb. And if you have never made that decision, I invite you right now to make that decision to acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And this is where you get John 3:16, which people will say is the gospel in a scripture, which is not far off. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. That gift is available for you. And if you have never exercised that acceptance of that gift, I encourage you to do so by saying this prayer. And don't go anywhere because I got another one for all of us. Heavenly Father, I surrender my life. Lord Jesus Christ, I give you my heart. Pour out your Holy Spirit, for I believe you rose from the dead, and I confess with my mouth you died for my sins according to the scriptures. You were buried, and 3 days later you rose again. You ascended to the Father and are coming back soon, and I thank you for this new life you've given me. I praise you and pray this in your name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are now a Christian. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Get ready for your next trivia question out of Nehemiah chapter 2. Nehemiah chapter 2 and verse 1. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 1. Here it is. Who was the king whom Nebuchadnezzar, who was the king who Nehemiah served? Boy, I said that wrong. Who was the king who Nehemiah served? Was it Saul? Was it Jeroboam? Or was it Artaxerxes? Who was the king that Nehemiah served? Okay, according to Nehemiah 2:1. Was it Saul? Was it Jeroboam? Or was it Artaxerxes? That's the question. If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. It's 214-210-8483. Or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website, make it very simple. Tons of cool stuff on the website. All of it's geared to encourage you towards the Lord. If you can't give, don't worry about it. Check out the website. Use anything you can from there. If there's any of the books that you see from me that you want and you can't afford it, let me know. We'll get it for you. How about that? Just that easy. Check it out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
And I want you to hold on to God's unchanging hand, because he helped Joshua fight the battle of Jericho. Yes. He helped Daniel get out the lion's den. He helped Gilligan get off the island. Lord.
See, I know some people are like, I just don't think that's funny. I understand, but then you're not me. So that's all I can say. I hope Gilligan get off the island. And it's like, like that is a hilarious movie, but that's besides the point. Your trivia question, see if you can get this. Now, Nehemiah 2:1 is your reference point, okay? Who was the king that Nehemiah served? Was it Saul, Jeroboam, or Artaxerxes? Okay? Say that 15 times fast and see what happens. If you think you know, reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. We'll do history real fast. So let's do a real fast history.
Let's go live in the past. Let's go live in the past.
All right, today is National Lemon Chiffon Cake Day. See, you just say the word cake, and you go, okay, right? I mean, it doesn't even matter what it is.
Yeah, just cake. You're like, okay.
Cake, I'll take it. Something in the cake? Okay, I don't care. It's cake, I'm there. Today is piano day. I don't know how many of you had to take piano lessons when you were younger. Our family had one of the original player pianos back in the day, and guess who always had to push the little pedals before they were automated the other way? It was always me. Additionally, for those that do not know, on this day, I will tell you two things. In 1848, an upstream ice jam stopped almost the entire water flow of Niagara Falls. In 1848, on March 29th. Isn't that weird? I think that's weird. And then 1974, Mariner 10 becomes the first space probe to fly by Mercury. Wow. That's pretty cool. Wow. Who knew that? I did not know that. Okay. So that is our history. And we're going to repeat the question. We do have somebody on the line. I'm not sure if they're going to be answering or if they're just sharing. So we'll find out in a minute. It's okay. Who was the king whom Nehemiah served? Nehemiah 2:1 is your reference point. Was it Saul, Jeroboam, or Artaxerxes? That's the question. If you think you know the answer, reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Okay? All right. So we've got the Pastor Ray thing that I'm getting ready to do. I want to see if this person may be answering or not answering the trivia question. I'll find out from Jacob in just a moment, although it seems like they're talking to him. And sometimes when people call, it's okay. You tell Jacob how much you appreciate him. That's good. We do have some people call every once in a while to tell Jacob how much they dislike things. We just kind of wish they'd do that after the show. All right, so I'm going to move it forward because I don't want to wait on that anymore. Let me do this one, and we'll do Pastor Ray's at the very end. And I'm sure the Lord has a purpose to this, and I'm just trusting him for that. This is so called Something Out of Nothing. Can you hear what I'm saying? Something Out of Nothing. And this is Luke chapter 9, verse 12 through 16. So we'll do this one, and like I said, then we'll do the Pastor Ray one at the end. As the day neared its end, the 12 came to Jesus and said, "Dismiss the crowd so they can go to the surrounding villages and countrysides for lodging and provisions, for we are here in a desolate place." But Jesus told them, "You give them something to eat." "We only have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes," they answered, "unless we go and buy food for all these people." And there were about 5,000 men. He told his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50 each." They did so, and everyone was seated. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven. Jesus spoke a blessing and broke them. He gave them to the disciples to set before the people. Now, here's what I want you to catch, because we've talked about this multiple times, right? Yes, we have. And in talking about it multiple times, you've heard me say Jesus took what he had, gave thanks for it. This is the only creative miracle in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John that is in all 4 Gospels outside of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is the only miracle in all 4 Gospels that we call a creative miracle. Very important, but I want you to catch something, because we always talk about the Lord from a provisionary point of view, which is good. But I want you to see something that when I caught it, I thought, I don't know if I can really share this. But then I thought, are you kidding? Somebody's going to really get this. So Jesus makes it very clear when he takes what he has and he takes it and he spoke a blessing over it. There's no complaining in his voice. Dave, it was 4 hours and 5 minutes. There is no complaining in his voice. And we need to have this same attitude of looking to God as our source and our resource. He's the source of everything, right? The supplier, right? He's also the resource. He's everything behind beyond the source. So between the source and the resource is how it gets delivered. God is the source and the resource, how it gets delivered. But he did something that was so weird, and I want you to catch it. Takes the 5 loaves, 2 fishes, looks up to heaven. Jesus spoke a blessing, then broke them. This part right here. Then he gave them to the disciples to set before the people. Catch that. He gave them to the disciples to set before the people. What did he do? He shared what he had with others, and he gave it to the disciples and told them to share. Listen. They gave Jesus the 5 loaves, the 2 fish. He thanked them for it, broke them apart, gave them to the disciples, and the disciples set them before the people. Guess what? The miracle manifested when the disciples shared. Did you hear what I just said? It didn't happen before that. In other words, Jesus takes the 5 loaves, 2 fish, lift them up to heaven, says, "Hey, thank you." No complaining, no whining. Which is a great way of sharing what you do have, you know, right? And they all ate, didn't they? There was so much they had leftovers. They had more leftovers than they had in the beginning, right? There was multiple baskets left over, right? The miracle manifested when the disciples put the food before the people. That's when it started to multiply. Can't change it. You can't unwrite it. When they shared it, the miracle happened. The miracle was realized in the sharing process. How about that? Like, wait. I don't know if that fits my theology. Tough. It doesn't matter. It's what happened. It's so powerful. They shared it, and God blessed it and manifested it. How cool is that? Like, ooh. That's why this DDD is entitled Something Out of Nothing. There was nothing there until Jesus gave thanks for it, gave it to the disciples, and told them to share it. Then there was plenty. Huh. Want to be like the early church, do we? Huh. There's a thought right there, right? Okay. Who was king when Nehemiah served, according to Nehemiah 2:1? Was it Saul, Jeroboam, or Artaxerxes? And the answer is Artaxerxes! That's the one! That's so much fun to say. Artaxerxes! Say that in Hebrew 15 times fast. We'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience on KAAM.
On the phone with us today, our privilege to have Kirk Cameron, who is coordinating the conference for Love Worth Fighting For, a marriage event. Kirk, are you with us?
I'm here.
I'm glad.
I'm here. How are you? Thanks for having me on your show.
It's my privilege to have you on the show. I'm glad you're joining us. I got to tell you, here's something that nobody knows in all the world except for my wife. When you did the movie Fireproof in the 2008 period, it is the only movie in my entire life, and I'm in that post-50 category, it's the only movie in my entire life that I gave to other friends as long as I've been alive because I thought it would be beneficial for their marriage. It was truly an inspirational movie that, in my marriage, it's a great marriage. It just encouraged me to make it that much greater.
Oh, man, that's great to hear. That encourages me a lot. And I've heard other people have said that as well. And, you know, my hat goes off to the guys who wrote the script and the church that made the movie. And I was really honored to be a part of it.
Yeah, you did a great job, man. I really got to tell you, man. I know there's you got things that you grow up with and you did things with it. But that kind of stuff where you have an opportunity and you were able to play a character that really conveys – hey, at times in marriage, there's a struggle, but there's this promise from the Lord. There's this capacity from the Lord to have a marriage that gets better and better as long as you're in it and not sitting on the outside watching it.
Right on, man. I often say that marriage never fails. Marriages do not fail. People fail. God made the universe. He made it perfect, and we introduced some sin, selfishness, death, destruction into it, and we do the same with marriage. It's perfect, and then we allow bitterness, unforgiveness to creep in and stay there. So what the Love Worth Fighting For event is all about, what Fireproof is all about, and by the way, Love Worth Fighting For, our marriage event, grew out of the Fireproof movie. It basically takes the movie and turns it into a live event, and we bring it to your church, and we talk about those kind of things, is how to resurrect a marriage that has been damaged by selfishness and by bitterness. And where do you find joy and hope and healing? God gives us the capacity for those things, and we talk about where you find it.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Don't forget, on your own time between now and not that far from now, pray for the churches to be blessed and guided by the Lord. Every church that's a true church of the Lord, to be proclamation people of the proclamation of the truth, allowing the gospel to penetrate people's lives, and for the new brothers and sisters that you will spend eternity with that you haven't yet met. Isn't that cool? I was like, oh, that's cool. Right. Okay. Last trivia question, and then we're going to do the Pastor. I'm going to get into the Pastor Ray thing. So if you can answer, it's not a problem to answer. You just got to, you know, kind of like, what's the word I'm looking for? Do it. Don't play around. Don't daddle. Pitter patter. Let's get at her. Okay. There you go. Here you go. What, according to Nehemiah 1:11, what was Nehemiah's position at the time with the king? What was his position? Nehemiah 1:11. Was he the official baker? Was he the official lawyer? Or was the official cupbearer? What was Nehemiah's position? Was he the official baker? Was the official lawyer? Or was the official cupbearer for Nehemiah to the king? Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 11. That would be your place to figure it out for sure. You can call 972-445-0770. You also text 214-210-8483, or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Okay, so I am going to go out on a limb and, oh, wait, somebody's calling, so now I'm not going to go out on a limb. You guys, this is a great thing about live radio. You think, oh, it's all scripted, it's all planned. Yeah, right. Not even close. Might be the way to say it. It's not even in the ballpark. I have an idea. I just don't know if I ever get to use my ideas. Somebody ready to answer a trivia question? Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Is this the first time you called?
No.
Oh,
second.
Okay. So you've been second. Okay, that's why. Because you're a little familiar, but not familiar enough. So don't get mad at me. Sometimes I have to guess. You know, and trying to figure that out.
Yeah. I'll be guessing too. So that's okay.
After doing this for 5 years, it's like, did they call before? Did they not call before?
Yeah.
All right. I'll set the question up, then you can fire away on the answer. Here we go. What was Nehemiah's position to the king? Nehemiah 1:11. Was he the baker, the lawyer, or the cupbearer?
He was the cupbearer.
That is correct, Amundo!
I know.
That's right. So I threw in the baker one because of the cupbearer with Joseph. You know, he had the baker and the guy who did the wine. So I was like, oh, I'll do those together. And then the lawyer, right. The lawyer just came out of nowhere.
I know. They're ubiquitous. They're ubiquitous. They are everywhere. So.
Very good. Very good. Excellent job, by the way. Very, very good job. Appreciate that
very much. Thank you.
You have a phenomenal Easter weekend, okay?
Oh, you too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Here we go. This is from Pastor Ray. Pastor Ray, now you guys know, Pastor Ray went to be with the Lord in January of 2022. People are like, well, how come you keep doing Pastor Ray stuff? Whenever the Lord puts it on my heart, that's just what I do. And he wrote this book called This Day. So you can go to Amazon. We don't get anything for it. We don't want anything for it. You go in and you type in Pastor Ray and type in This Day and you get a devotional. It's an excellent devotional. Now, he has done eschatological books and other things. But I'm a devotional guy. So, I mean, you know, that's the stuff I love. All right? Here's what he wrote. This is called Do It Now. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. Now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. When you hear the truth and you know it because it confirms your deepest instincts, or the evidence surrounds you and it resonates in your heart and mind, act upon it now. Don't wait. Don't be like the man who had great ideas and great intentions. He was going to be all that a mortal should be, but he was going to do it tomorrow. No one would try harder than he would tomorrow. Each morning he stacked up letters he would write tomorrow. He lamented how busy he was and swore to visit that old friend tomorrow. He would reconcile with his estranged brother tomorrow. He would visit his elderly parents tomorrow. He would take time to grow closer to God tomorrow. The world would have known him if he had ever seen tomorrow. But the fact is, he died and faded from memory. And all that was left when he left on this earth was a mountain of things he intended to do tomorrow. This is the time of year when old friends, relatives, past hurts and sorrows pull at us, haunt us, and hang over us. The friends we've lost, the loved ones that we've hurt, it's time to take care of things during this interesting season, which has the potential for so much healing. Something about this season, the season of Easter, that brings these things to the forefront of our hearts because of all that Jesus did. Now listen, wrote the apostle, you who say today or tomorrow will go to this or that city. Why, you don't even know what will happen tomorrow. What? Nobody knows. If anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, is a sin for them. Wow. And then Ray closes it by saying, don't put now off until tomorrow. Because what if there is no tomorrow? Now, I know that's a very harsh but very specific type of devotional, but there is a tremendous truth in all of us putting stuff off until it can't be put off because there's no more time. Here's the thing about God. He knows exactly every moment and everything that will happen to you, but you don't. So if the Lord puts something on your heart, it behooves you and I to respond with the readiness of attention and obedience. Because it might be the Lord saying, do it now, or it's not going to be done. Wow, that's a powerful, powerful word, right? Be blessed this Easter weekend. Celebrate the resurrection, the death, burial, and resurrection. Be a blessing. That's what Jesus called you to be, okay? All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, taking a 70 and one-half hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.